Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge Morning Market Update. And we're seeing a lot of volatility in some markets this morning. Pressure in the grain markets for corn and soybeans is continuing. As we are going to see some harvest pressure, we will get percent harvested numbers today. Condition numbers are finished for the season. We do have some weather moving into the Midwest starting Thursday or so. Unseasonably cold temperatures and precipitation are in order. So I would imagine that anyone who can get a lot of progress done for corn and beans will be getting things done quickly here over the first couple of days, and we should see some pretty good progress numbers as well. December corn at 491.5, down 4 cents. March at 505.25, down 3.75. May at 513, down 3.5. Would note that volumes are comparatively light as there is continued risk aversion. November soybeans at 1297.75, down 4.5. We have broken, obviously, through the $13 level. The good news is the low was 1287.5, and we've bounced a dime off of that, so the markets are seeing a little bit of bargain hunting come through. January soybeans at 1316, down 4.25. March at 1327.75, down 3.25 currently. December bean oil at 52.78, that is down 61, but meal at 4.28 is up 4.80. And nearby crush for November, December, 2.26 up 8.5. Spring crush at 130.50 is up 1.25. Wheat faring a little better right now, seeing an additional fund short covering coming in, particularly in Kansas City and Minneapolis, with December at 5.90.25, that's up 4.25. December Kansas City at 6.76, up 6, and December Minneapolis at 7.42, up 11.25. January rice now at 16.52 is up 31. December cotton 84.78, up 2.38. March cotton at 86.37, that is currently up 1.84. December live cattle, 181, that's down 360. January feeders, 239.47, down 358. Cattle on feed showed placements up 6.1%, while sales out of lots down 10.6%, which is creating a fair amount of nervousness in the futures market. Hogs at 66.25 are currently up 25. November milk at 18.21 is currently up 9. January juice at 387.25, up 4.55. December crude oil, 87.47, currently down 60 cents. Trade has been caught in a fairly narrow band, but remains choppy and volatile. December diesel at 306.07, down 1.10. Unleaded gasoline, 234.93, down about a half a cent a gallon. Natural gas for November at 292 is currently up 3 ticks. December gold, 1989.60, down 4.80. While December silver, 23.35, down 17 cents. Dollar index is currently lower. We're at 105.92, down 24. We've been as high as 106.33 overnight and as low as 105.88, as trade across the financial markets has been volatile, to say the least. Stocks at the moment are mixed. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 33,103. That is currently down about 20 points. The low was 32,898, though, so we're currently trading about 250 points off the worst levels of the day. S&P 500, 42.25. That's up about a point and a half. We've been as high as 42.26, which is where we are right now, as low as 41.89 on the open, as we did open sharply lower and have seen a recovery this morning thus far. NASDAQ at 13,017 is currently up 33 points. Interest rates, wild swings. The 2 years been fairly calm. We're at 5.10. That's up 3 basis points. The low has been 5.08 and the high 5.13. The 10-year right now is at 4.89. That is down 2 basis points. We traded as high overnight as 5.01, almost 5.02, and we have traded as low as 14.88 this morning. When we saw the stock market begin to take a nosedive, we saw some buying in treasuries reversing the overnight losses, and interest rates did come down some. But again, the situation remains notably volatile. The 30-year at 5.03 is down 4 basis points, but we were as high as 5.17 and as low as 5.02. So again, an abnormally wide 15-basis-point range in the Treasury market. We should expect further volatility. Mondays over the last 8 or 10 weeks have featured a noticeably higher stock market every Monday. The rest of the week has been a problem. And thus far today, that little rule that we've seen, or that aberration, is still holding true. This is Sterling Smith from sunny and warm Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.